WLNDFM, Signal Mountain, 98.1 The Lake. Always live on the free Odyssey app.
The following program has been pre-recorded. The information shared directly or indirectly on Vital Health Radio or by Whitfield Media Group is not to be understood as or misconstrued as medical advice. This information is not a replacement for your current health provider who is acutely aware of your current health state and course of treatment. Any information shared about a product or service discussed by any host or guest on Vital Health Radio is not to be interpreted as a doctor-patient relationship.
The following broadcast is a production of the Whitfield Media Group. Health, nutrition, lifestyle, and so much more. Welcome to Vital Health Radio on 98.1 The Lake with your host, owner of Nutrition World, Ed Jones, and Clint Powell.
Welcome to Vital Health Radio presented by Nutrition World. I'm Ed Jones, and beside me is Clint Powell, the voice of the common sense and unofficial PhD of the Waffle House. And for more than 8 years, our mission has been simple. Every week, I spend hours researching the latest credible developments in nutrition, natural health, supplements, and healthy aging, so we can bring you information that's both trustworthy and practical. Clint asked the questions many of you are already thinking, and together, we can help translate science into real-world strategies you can use to improve your energy, vitality, independence, and longevity. So thank you for spending your part of your day with us. So let's get started. Good morning, Clint Powell.
Good morning. I'm glad you finished reading your dissertation there in the intro and your acceptance speech, whatever award you're winning. And you spent hours preparing. I spent minutes. It was evident in the show.
Yeah, pretty evident.
Yeah, very.
Decades of experience in podcasting.
Decades.
What is your podcast?
You find all of them. I got a bunch of them, and I share a bunch of them from Nutrition World. Nuga Podcast. Podcast is plural. The ones I own, plus a bunch of other ones, you can find 23 as of this weekend that I shared.
Wonderful.
There.
And you and I may be doing another one on success stories regarding health.
Yep, that'll be starting up the Nutrition World, and that'll be on there. And I've got a couple other ones starting up. So it'll be up to 25 here in the next 5 to 6 days.
I love seeing success stories, hearing them about how magical the human body is when we provide what it needs and take away what may be hurting it. This is where there's a divisiveness between the traditional medical model and what we would say more holistic pathways of philosophies.
Yeah.
I almost cut my middle finger off last Sunday in a steel door that I was trying to shut, and I thought I broke it for sure, but I didn't. And I'm sitting here watching it with great admiration at my finger that didn't take, it only took 3 days to quit bleeding because I needed stitches, but I didn't do it. And it's looking still not too bad, but it's about 70% well. And this has only been 5 days. It is truly magic what the human body can do. And yet when you go and you get treatments, you always give the credit to the treatment. No, the human body does about 95% of all of the things we need. I want to say, I wish somebody at this show would ask me sometime, how many shows of Vital Health Radio have you done since you started?
Well, we don't have much time. Ed, how many have you done? How many shows? Let me just jump in here real quick.
I am so glad
I was curious
that you thought of that.
Yeah, very curious.
I have done 425 Vital Health shows. It's one a week for that many shows. And I've, to my memory, I don't think I've missed one single show. So kudos to Ed Jones.
Wow. It's almost like you don't need me.
Hey, I got great news, Katie, and a couple of staff members have made a deal with a company called Azure. That's hard to pronounce after 6 shots of tequila, but right now I don't have that, so I can say Azure, A-Z-U-R-E, and it is going to be a tremendous highest quality, holistic natural products in the United States. And we're going to be carrying so many items like maple syrup, coconut oil, apple cider vinegar, organic chicken breast, cheeses, farm butters. 100 new items will be coming into Nutrition World that will be on a level of 1 to 100, will be the top of the game, which is what we are made of. And that's what I really, really love. Matt Davis, the bodybuilder, owner of Train Station with his wife, Julie. He is coaching me somewhat or a lot on getting prepared for this Chattanooga Fitness Bodybuilding Contest. This will be my 4th year, and I am kind of dying because I've never been used to hunger. but I need to lose a few pounds. So all I'm doing is having a lot of protein and about 40% less calories. And it is paying off, but is a real challenge. But he gave me some of the best advice I've ever had. He said, Ed, I want you to eat 300 carbs instead of your 50 this Sunday. And this was a week ago. And watch what your body does. When it does that, when I did that, it was truly amazing. I did not realize how depleted I was. And it helped me to perform. It helped me to look the way I want to look on stage. So now I'm going to be prepared. I just love Matt Davis. He's a phenomenal person.
He's fantastic. He's been on 18 to 80. He's been on here a bunch. I know Sean does some work with him too, him and Darren. So he's one of the smartest dudes I know about this stuff.
All right.
Yep. Oh, let me look up here at the clock. Hey, you want to take a first break here, Ed, before we go to our guest?
What a grand idea. Wow.
Let's do that. Hey, you're going to listen to some commercials. And when we come back, we're going to start the first of our great guests today. It is Vital Health Radio. It's brought to you by Nutrition World.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio. More to come after these brief messages.
This message is for anyone interested in fitness and bodybuilding. The Chattanooga Fitness Expo, presented by Optimize You, is coming soon. Set your calendar for Chattanooga's premier fitness event, July the 11th, at the brand new Erlinger Park. Bodybuilding and fitness at its best. Come see complete body transformations with our amazing Slim Fit Showdown. The Chattanooga Fitness Expo is brought to you by Optimize You, Nutrition World, Recall Media Group, DPC Center, Goss Insurance Agency, Chat Mortgage, Steelworks Steel Erectors, Nuga Dentistry, and Quality Mechanical Group. Check out our website at ChattanoogaFitnessExpo.com, a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shalafin Road and I-75.
Ready for a home upgrade in Catoosa County? This is Blake Watson with Epic Realty, and you could have a stunning 5-bedroom home that backs up to a 15-acre lake with your own private dock. The views from the back deck are amazing. The home is well-maintained and ready for you to move in at 87 Cherokee Lake Drive in Ringgold, Georgia. Call me for a tour, 423-315-1815. Blake Watson with Epic Realty, 888-893-3537.
When you have an appetite for Mexican food, I've got the place for you. Dos Bros Fresh Mexican Grill is your destination for fresh, delicious burritos, tacos, nachos, salads, and quesadillas. I have their grilled chicken bowl, and I choose each fresh ingredient just the way I like it. Go to Dos Bros Fresh Mexican Grill today, located at 2396 Lifestyle Way, Suite 114 in East Brainerd, just behind the Embassy Suites. For more information, visit Dos Bros online at dosbros.com. We're excited to announce and welcome Nuga Dentistry. Nuga Dentistry specializes in general dentistry, cosmetic dentistry, dental implants, veneers, endodontics, Invisalign, and dental emergencies. Trusted dental care, one great smile at a time. And now, we are officially broadcasting from the Nuga Dentistry studio. Find Nuga Dentistry online at NugaDentistry.com.
I'm Blake Watson. Join Sean Whitfield and me every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. for Your Home Radio, presented by Blake Watson with Epic Realty on 98.1 The Lake, featuring a variety of topics all related to your home.
Welcome back. You're listening to Vital Health Radio on 98.1 The Lake.
You're back with Vital Health Radio, powered by Nutrition World. For over 8 years, Clint and I have worked to give listeners grounded health information they can actually apply in real life, not hype, not fear, just strategies that may help you stay active, independent, and fully engaged in life as the years move forward. If you listen and you listen to this show, you see my podcast, you read things that I've written in many of the ebooks, I am a huge proponent of a higher protein diet. There's no doubt. I feel like after all of the ups and downs and sideways of my 69 years of living, watching what my body does, watching how my energies, my gym workouts, my ability to stay well, I do feel that, you know, having higher protein levels and healthy fats and colored vegetables in smaller amounts are very vital. But the protein itself is, I think, where a lot of women fall down in the country, and we lose muscle mass when we don't have enough protein. Muscle mass is connected intimately with longevity. There is no doubt about it. So when you eat less protein, you end up losing some muscle. Well, today we have one of my long-term friends and staff member off and on for several years, Christy, joining us on Vital Health Radio to talk about her homesteading, raising the chickens that where I eat the eggs that she raises, probably 12 to 15 to 18 a week. And I think that because eggs are the most perfect protein, and I'm a connoisseur of the most perfect foods, I am using Christie's. And I want to learn from her what makes such a difference with not only the taste, but with what I know to be the nutrition part of that. Welcome, Christy.
Thank you.
And here comes Clint. A little late. I'm going to have to tell
you. I got to be honest with you. Me and Cody were working on a fine, smooth transition there until you called it out.
Okay.
Way to go. Thanks, Ed. I'm glad I'm here. Sorry about that. How you doing? I know you, though. How you doing?
Good.
Good seeing you.
Yeah, Christy. So I know you lived in East Brainerd there for many, many years.
I'm a city
and now
girl.
You are on the prairie kind of woman and
yes.
have donkeys, tons of chickens. How many chickens?
Close to 100.
Wow.
Golly.
Wow. And we are offering your eggs at Nutrition
Correct.
World, but way before that, yeah. you've been bringing it to staff members, including yes. myself, for quite some time.
Yes.
I need to be educated on what you do, and I know it's superior to almost anything else. We have a couple suppliers of eggs, which we're so particular that we won't take someone's eggs who doesn't pass the test.
Right.
But I think you certainly have an A+ on that test. So just give us an education of what you do and why it makes such a difference.
Well, I love my chickens.
Okay, so you're emotionally
Well, I'm
connected?
Not emotionally.
Okay.
But they are chickens.
Okay.
So I don't want to domesticate my chickens. I want my chickens to do chicken things.
Ah.
So I'm not Instagramming my chickens. I'm not bringing my chickens inside. My chickens are doing chicken things. And
what are chicken things?
Pecking, eating bugs, mm-hmm. moving the earth around. We use no chemicals around our property for any weeds, for any gardening, for pests. There's zero chemicals on the property. So the chickens are free to roam, and I don't have to worry about where they're going. We are in the woods, so predators are always...
No, wait, you don't have a fence?
No.
Really? So they don't wander off?
No.
And animals don't come in and kill them?
Prior to the donkey.
I was going to ask if you had dogs or donkeys.
Prior to the donkey, we had a fox attack and got three of them.
So a donkey protects them.
Mm-hmm. They do.
Donkeys are really good at that. I actually knew that for some reason.
Ooh, Clint finally knew something.
We have dogs, too.
5 years down the road, I knew something for a change, yeah.
But Bradford, the donkey, stays out with them. Mm-hmm. All the time. And our Pyrenees is out guarding at night. The Pyrenees and the donkey aren't the best of friends, so he kind of keeps watch at night to keep the coyotes away and Bradford. But the hawks and the owls and stuff that preys during the day, they kind of stay clear because of Bradford the donkey. So
if a hawk landed or a fox came in, that donkey would go after that animal?
The donkey would start alerting.
Oh, it's more of an alarm?
Yes. He would start making his noise, stomping, and then the roosters should do what the rooster's supposed to do and get them under cover.
What, now the roosters get the chickens under the covers?
Mm-hmm.
God, I didn't know any of this.
Yeah.
I'm city boy.
The rooster, me too.
Well, Rook, I was going to ask you, though I'm late, what got you into this, what got you here?
My passion for knowing where my food comes from.
Mm.
It's just grown over the years, and because it's so questionable out there and what processes people are taking. Of course, I can have control over everything I eat, but I can definitely have control over
Some
chickens.
Yeah. It doesn't, just because you can't control everything doesn't mean you shouldn't control what you can.
Exactly. Yeah. So the chickens during the summer, they get very little feed. They're mainly just thriving on bugs. And then the next most important thing is their water.
I was going to ask, because I have heard through the grapevine about your specialized water.
Well, I do filter all my animals' water.
Mm-hmm. And when you say filter, we're not talking a cheap refrigerator filter, I'm sure.
No, it filters everything, which means it strips the water. It's not a reverse osmosis, so it doesn't take completely everything out, but it does take everything bad out. And then I will restructure the water to add life back to the water.
And for people who don't know what restructuring means, this kind of taking it back to the real world
the nature
of nature.
Of it. Yeah.
When water ran over rocks and it had a certain energy component to it.
Because when it goes through the city pipes, it's losing all of that. Mm-hmm. So a structure unit will swirl it and just make the water come back to life.
Are you doing it by swirling?
Yeah, it's a mechanism connected to our water that...
Mm-hmm. I have a small swirling device that it does take extra effort to go from one step to the next to the next, and I'm a busy person, but I love the swirling water.
Yeah. Well,
is swirling a process, or is it just swirling? I mean, just, you know, act like I don't know what you're talking about. So is it a true...
It's a structure unit.
That swirls the water?
Yeah.
And kind of...
life back.
Okay, okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, if you think about, you know, stagnant water, probably in the primal days, if we had a choice between stagnant water and water that goes over rocks and creeks and...
Well, that just makes sense. It filtered out and it's got some more life to it, to your point.
You don't feel the hydration when you start drinking structured water. You don't feel thirsty. Mm-hmm. It just hydrates you more. So it is different. It doesn't sound like it would be different, but it is an important component. And I do it for all the animals.
Wow.
How many other animals do you have?
I have goats.
How many goats?
Just three.
Okay. And any other animals? Place. Yeah, donkeys.
Goats. A lot of chickens.
Dogs, chickens, any other animals?
Cats.
Well, you have a husband.
Yes, you can add him. He can structured water, too.
Yes, if he's lucky. I know you're going to go down the nutritional component of this, and y'all might have been addressing that when I walked in, but how many eggs do you get, and is it a day? I know it varies.
It varies. So each breed, like when you see a white shell, a brown shell, a cream shell, those are the different types of breeds of chicken. Like a white leghorn lays the white eggs, a Rhode Island red lays the darker brown eggs. So they're different breeds. Okay. And I like a variety. When I go out there, I want to see different chickens.
Okay.
And so all my eggs, they're different colors because that's the breed of chicken. But that's not important. Like some people are like, oh, brown eggs are more healthy than white
eggs. That's what I was going to ask.
That's a myth. Okay. That is not true. What's important is that yolk. You want that yolk to be a nice, deep, orange color.
Mm.
When you crack your egg open and it's light yellow, they are missing protein.
And hers are like a sunrise or sunset in the evening. It is beautiful.
Just to backtrack real quick, how many do you get, though, a day? Is it 50, 100, 220?
One chicken can lay, like certain ones are more producers. Mm-hmm. So
I'm just talking about an average for 100 chickens.
Each chicken will lay 5 to 6 times a week.
Okay.
So it's not like one chicken lays every day.
No, yeah.
So
they could lay 5 eggs a week? Is that what you're saying? Okay.
Yeah. Some, like the reason why I've accumulated, because I have, I'll say a no-kill. For my hens, I keep them around. Some people cull, which means kill their flock off after 2 or 3 years because that's when the production slows down.
Okay. You're getting hundreds of eggs a week, then. You're getting a bunch.
But
of
I
eggs.
Don't, because they're still useful to eat the ticks and the bugs, and they're funny little creatures, and they got their little pecking order, and so I just let them go off. It is going to come to a point where I will have to cull the older ones that are not producing, but the first 3 years are their most productive years. After that, it starts winding down. But I've had now some going over 4 years, and because they're healthy, they're still really producing. So
I love that. They're truly living in nature the way it was intended, not these concentrated animal feed operations. Exactly. It's called CAFOs. And when you see the trucks, when I see the trucks, and I love eating at Southern Star, you know, I talk about it a lot, but that egg plant, chicken plant was very close to that. They may have moved it because I no longer smell the terrible smell that came from that. And to see those chickens in the winter in those tiny little cages, I'm not a massive tree hugger, but it breaks your heart to see those. And you know what those eggs, what those chickens are eating is what you will end up eating in the end result. And if they're eating, of course, the horrible foods, the seed oils, all the moldy grains, whatever they're going to feed them with the antibiotics, because they all get antibiotics. Why? Because antibiotics make animals bigger. It's partially to keep them well, but when you give a cow or chicken an antibiotic, they get large.
And you don't do that.
I do not. And I do natural. Like, chickens are, they're just dirty little creatures. Mm-hmm. And so in order to keep worms, and I do pumpkin seeds. I grow my own herbs for them, like oregano and rosemary. So they get that every day.
And they eat it. They like it.
Oh, they love it.
So you're creating like a holistic environment around them. So it's not just you've got chickens doing their things. What you're giving them and the environment you're putting them in is more just it's nature.
It's what it was supposed to be.
Well, so if we build the terrain of any living organism, they will be more resistant to disease.
Right.
And you're building the terrain. That's right. What you're building.
Because the more antibiotics, the more you put into them, the body's just going to start building up resistance. It's just never enough.
It never ends, does it when you start that process?
Yeah.
Now, back to the nutrition part. I know even back when I was in the 20s, especially being kind of a guy in the gym and always thinking of protein, there's a thing called protein efficiency ratio, PER, and eggs were always considered at the top of that number because of the quality of the fact that it can turn that food into muscle. And it has all the amino acids. And as you said, the yolk is where a lot of the great constituents of eggs are for our health. The choline, which is important for our brain function. Right. And, you know, the myth that, oh, my gosh, it's got cholesterol in it. That is still debatable. There's no doubt. Probably will be far beyond my death because we have different camps that will hang on to that very tightly. And we do know that cholesterol is very important for two things: for your hormones, because it builds it from cholesterol, and your brain chemistry. Now, could we have too much? We could, but generally it's not from the foods. If it is the types of cholesterol that I talk about, which is ApoB and LPA, those are like subcomponents. Cholesterol itself is meaningless to me, but ApoB and LPA is not meaningless. Well, if those are too high, it's really the mechanism of the body that's making it. I eat more eggs than probably 90% of all people. My cholesterol is 140 and my ApoB is 43. I talked to Chris at Be Well today, who's the physician assistant, and he asked, we were talking about cholesterol, and he said, I've never heard anybody that low. I said, no, 43 is the lowest I have ever seen. So, and that's with me eating 12 to 18 eggs a week. So I encourage people to always consume eggs because it's the perfect protein. And it's not that expensive. And if you go to the grocery store, you're not getting Christie's eggs, but you can buy the higher level eggs and still kind of had a middle ground of phenomenal.
You can get
hers
now at your place, right?
That's right. Yes.
But there is a difference between organic eggs and pasture-raised eggs?
Tell us.
Okay, so organic means that they had an organic feed, but they could still be caged up and not see any outdoors.
Let me ask you this. If they give them organic feed for 2 weeks, can they still call it organic
feed?
They can. That's what I thought.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Okay, and pasteurized is?
Pasteurized is they're getting out there in nature. Mm. I mean, if
that's the option you would rather have.
If there was just organic or just pasture-raised, I'd probably go with the pasture-raised because I want them outside. I want them in the sunlight. I want them scrounging around doing their thing.
Strong and healthy and happy as they can be as a chicken.
Any of my animals caged up.
Can I ask you a question?
You can.
You ready for this?
I'm ready.
Favorite way to eat egg?
Yes.
Because I have favorite ways, but I'm pretty simple. What do you got?
It's probably scrambled because it's the quickest.
You. Yes, it's quick
also
for me.
It's also, do you put anything in your scrambled eggs?
It depends on my time.
Okay.
You know, and I'm
growing a ketchup? Are you a ketchup on your scrambled eggs person?
Oh, Clint.
Yes.
Sometimes, but it has to be a no sugar ketchup.
Okay, that's fine. But ketchup, I just, me and you need to team up on Ed on this one. I'm a big believer on ketchup on scrambled eggs. It's fantastic.
I like hot peppers. Like I like my peppers to be spicy.
I do use tallow in the pan.
Yep.
The stainless steel pan from 360 Cookware that cost me $150 because I don't want the chemicals to come into my eggs.
And people should make their own tallow. It's super easy.
Is it really?
Yeah, I make tallow all the time.
But you have to have an animal that you killed.
Yeah, but I get a half a cow. You can go get a half, people, go get a half a cow.
Okay, then we'll just keep
Don't
that
be talking about Clint that way.
I'm a full cow.
$3.95 a pound for a half a cow. That means your ground beef is $3.95. That means your filet mignon is $3.95. That means your ribeye is $3.95. I mean, where can you go get a half a cow?
At first, you got to have a place to keep half a cow.
Put it in your freezer.
Well, some people don't have freezers. Yeah,
exactly. I need a bigger freezer.
It's worth it if you're,
need a bigger freezer.
If, especially if you're doing a high protein
diet. Yeah.
That's the way to go.
Yes. Yeah. So we've covered the fact that we need to eat eggs. If you're shopping and like you, the great advice, pasture raised is far better than word organic. And, you know, I see all the eggs and I think Cody and I have gone to Walmart and we kind of did a review on the eggs. And, you know, they say they brag about vegetarian feed. Well, chickens eat.
They're not vegetarians.
They're not. So, they, I mean, they eat bugs, which would obviously knock them out of the club.
Their favorite snack that I take them is scrambled eggs.
Oh, really? They eat their own eggs?
They love if I scramble them up some eggs and throw them out to them. You would think that I was just raining down from
awkward.
Heaven.
Yeah. What do we say about
that
one?
If only they knew.
Shells. They love the shells.
Oh,
that
really?
Helps with the calcium to make
them. Oh, they eat the shells?
The shells are full of calcium for them because...
Do you crumble them up and put them in the feed?
I know, and some people out there like...
No, you crumble them up.
Boil them or they roast them. I'm like...
You just...
I crack those shells up and I just throw them out
there.
Sweet.
Yeah, and just they'll crack it themselves. They got the... Yeah, they know how to do it. Yeah.
Well, when I see the vegetarian bragging on those, you know, I thought that they weren't because they eat bugs. So they're really... If they're a vegetarian diet, it's not the diet they were meant to eat.
No,
not at all.
No, not at all.
Wow, what a great education on eggs. And again, you offer them a Nutrition World. And when's the lean period of production? What season of the year?
It's winter, but I hatch out. I've got it down to a science. I'll hatch out in July so that they don't slow down in the winter because they will slow down in the colder months. That's just to keep warm. But if I hatch them out... new hens in July. They don't go through that.
Last question and we have to go. This one is the one that I need to truly be educated on because Sonia and other people at the store, you know, they don't refrigerate their eggs.
Okay.
Tell me about refrigeration opposed to non-refrigeration.
It's going to be a debate like cholesterol.
Okay.
But if you don't wash them, they are shelf stable.
For how long?
6 weeks or more.
6 weeks?
Now, so if you have that natural coating, you know, if you have that natural coating, when I collect my eggs from the coop, I just, the ones that I'm going to keep for the house, I just put them in the basket and they're on the counter.
Okay.
Now, the ones that are sold anywhere retail have to be washed. So those, once that protective shell or covering is removed, they have to be refrigerated.
Got you.
So you couldn't go buy a dozen eggs from the store and keep them.
Yeah, that's bad news. Don't do that.
Don't do that. They would turn bad very
quickly. Good tip, yeah.
How interesting. Mm-hmm. It just shows you the power of nature that it would give it an overcoat, a bulletproof vest almost, that it would protect it. What a great 20 minutes that you've educated all of us on these eggs. And I had four of yours this morning. Sometimes I do like a little cheese in it, but normally I just put a tiny bit of tallow, it's a little bit of pepper.
You should try some ketchup in there. It'd be good.
No, Clint, I'm not trying ketchup.
Me and her think you should.
Well, this Clint, he hates cheese. He hates chocolate.
I like cheese on pizza, and I like chocolate on Oreo cookies, but those...
Oreo cookies. Yeah. All right.
Oh, yeah.
That doesn't sound like chocolate. It's some sort of synthetic thing that's killing me slowly. I just don't eat it.
Thank you, Christy.
Thank you very much for coming on, and thank you for listening. But we're not done yet. We got another segment coming up after this break, and you're listening to it. It's brought to you by Nutrition World.
We're all about healthy living and enjoying life. Vital Health Radio. We'll be back after these brief messages.
Did you miss last week's Vital Health Radio? Is there a guest you want to hear again? Or maybe because of your busy schedule, you only had time to listen to part of an episode? Well, we can solve all those problems with Vital Health Radio On Demand. Check out our website at vitalhealthradio.com. Click on past shows. Or go to your favorite podcast location, search Vital Health Radio Download. You'll find all of your past shows at your convenience. Then click on the subscribe button for all future shows. We're making life better for your busy lifestyle, a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Vector Security can create you a home automation solution that will give you the convenience and peace of mind of being able to control your security system, lights, locks, video, thermostat, and more, all from your Vector Security app.
Vector Security provides professional alarm and security system monitoring to ensure your home is well protected against all threats.
Vector Security has 24/7 expert security monitoring, lifetime satisfaction guarantee, complete home automation, and is 100% wireless.
Choose Vector Security. Find them online at vectorsecurity.com.
Listen up, Chattanooga. We've got a radio show that's just for you.
On the Move Radio on 98.1 The Lake each Saturday morning at 9 a.m. We're a radio show that's all about Chattanooga.
Join Sean Whitfield, Amy Morrow, and Barry Quarter as we discuss government, events, entertainment, lifestyle, and so much more.
For past shows, check out onthemoveradio.com or find us on all major podcast platforms. Just search On the Move Radio Download.
A production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Hey folks, this is Misty Bolt, otherwise known as Medicare Misty. Yes, I'm a real person, and yes, I help people answer real Medicare questions every day. 10,000 people are turning 65 daily. If you or your parents have questions, don't trust an 800 number, junk mail, or a national.com. Trust a real person that lives in your community and serves your community. Medicare Misty. Find out more about me and my team at MedicareMisty.com. MedicareMisty.com.
Not affiliated by or endorsed by any governmental agency. Plans depend on zip code. We may not have all plans. Go to Medicare.gov.
At Silverdale Baptist Church, we exist to lead people into an authentic relationship with Christ so they will worship God, grow in their faith, and then serve the Lord. Learn more about us and discover a campus and service time that fits you best at SilverdaleBC.com.
Hey Chattanooga, Sean Whitfield here. Come join me for the Chattanooga Fitness Expo presented by Optimize You. Coming July the 11th at the brand new Erlinger Park. Bodybuilding and fitness at its best. The Chattanooga Fitness Expo is brought to you by Nuga Dentistry, Steelworks Steel Erectors, Quality Mechanical Group, Recall Media Group. For more information, ChattanoogaFitnessExpo.com, a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Welcome back. You're listening to Vital Health Radio on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back to Vital Health Radio. I'm Ed Jones with Clint Powell. Proof that common sense still deserves a microphone. We believe better aging is not about simply adding years to your life, but adding strength, clarity, mobility, and energy to the years you already have. Well, you know, last 2 weeks ago, we did with Dr. Kurt Deering, we did, what was the name of our year?
We did de-prescribing was the theme.
De-prescribing. It was talking about, you know, thinking about the polypharmacy approach, the fact that the average American's on 17 prescriptions per year, insanity. There's no way a human body can function under that much chemical load. Yes, there are some of those drugs that keep people alive and their heart beating, but to reach optimal health, we need the least amount of those, not the most. And medical people from medical school are trained to worship drugs from their toolbox, and they don't even have a clue what the green pharmacy really is defined as. Well, today we're going to talk about something very interesting, which is de-supplementing.
Well, just sort of a spin-off on what we talked about last time, just trying to simplify what people actually are putting in their body. So a lot of people will come into consults with me wanting to just simplify everything. They're taking a lot of medications. They're taking a lot of supplements. They're getting kind of lost in, you know, how many pills they're taking and how they should be taking them. And is there any way we can simplify that? And so that's what I'm doing. I'm a consult with me is going to look over everything you're taking.
Love it.
And see if we can't simplify things and make it, just try to optimize. And I think what we didn't talk about last time, which it, your introduction just made me think of it all of a sudden, which was, I don't know if I talked about the false sense of security you get with taking pharmaceuticals, and I guess sometimes even nutraceuticals, on I'm taking something, mm-hmm. therefore I don't have to whatever.
Bingo. That's a very wise comment to make, because I found myself actually doing that sometimes. I call my supplements my little angels that, you know, look over my health and help me to have more stamina. But we have to also realize that we might need to not put too much stock in that, because we may not be taking the right things. Right. We might be taking too much or too little. And I love the fact that we don't always talk about buying more stuff. I want to talk about how can we empower people to be the healthiest. And I have worked with many people who have taken way too many supplements. And the thing is, often the supplements they take, really, if I had to rate it on, say, tier one, tier two, tier three, and tier four, well, the tier one's the validation. It's the most important. Those are the ones that may truly increase, you know, lifespan and less disease. But they're doing a lot of tier fours because they read about spirulina doing this, and they read about this one certain nutrient, and they filled their basket. So, again, I like the statement. Sometimes we step over $100 bills to pick up $1 bills, and you and I both are people who want to focus on the most vital, powerful plan of action.
Yeah, and I think we both also get it right, too, in that we're not relying just on putting a pill. We are both, you and I, are relying on healthy eating, even though, you know, sometimes the food they bring in for our educational, our trainings. I'll make exceptions sometimes, as you know.
It's not my fault, okay?
but we try to eat super clean, and of course exercising as much as I can. Those are the foundational pillars of your health right there. If you're not doing those, you know, sure, the supplements in some ways are going to help. They're going to supplement things that you got to have. We talk about the core four. Yeah, sure, you've got to have the core four regardless, but there's some of these things, like I said, if you're taking metformin and berberine and it's lowering your sugars, your blood glucose levels, your blood sugar levels, yet you just continue to eat poorly and mm-hmm. eat a lot of carbs. Is it helping in some way? Sure, it's better than nothing, I guess.
It's managing.
But it's a Band-Aid, once again, which is what we're trying to get out of, the whole concept of a Band-Aid.
And let me interrupt real quick. For those people listening that aren't from Chattanooga, the Core 4, I've written many ebooks, and we have one called the Core 4. And if you want to download it free, it's on a site called The Holistic Navigator. The Holistic Navigator. And you can just download the one on sleep, immune system, Core 4. Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Using AI to create fitness and health.
Yeah. And we've got lots of blogs, articles that have
and
been
you
written,
have a, and a, also a great ebook on...
I got an ebook. It's called Beyond Cholesterol.
Bingo.
And it's not quite out yet because we decided to beef it up a little bit so that it'll meet the criteria to be on Amazon.
It'll be up very soon.
Yep.
Very well written on the as we talked earlier with Christy about the cholesterol in eggs, it kind of tells the other side of the story that the some people don't agree with. That's fine.
Yeah. Well, first of all, cholesterol in your diet. I mean, how much cholesterol is actually absorbed through your GI tract? Very little.
That's right. You weren't here, but I did the example of I'm eating 12 eggs a week easily, and my cholesterol is so low, it's crazy, because it isn't going to affect it in most cases. I was listening to Dr. Saladino just today at lunch, and he said, listen, people, we give more prescriptions for statins than we've ever given in the history of mankind, and we cannot stop the increase of cardiovascular disease. If lower cholesterol really did it, we have lower cholesterol as we've had in probably forever because of the statin drug use, and they have not decreased the cardiovascular deaths.
They don't. And that's what my book's all about, is saying that, well, first of all, I have a whole section on, not a section, I have a whole page just written on statins, and that statins, while they lower numbers, they don't often result in positive outcomes. Mm-hmm. So when you're taking medications and you're taking supplements, ultimately you're looking for positive outcomes, not just lowering numbers. And so the statins, though, like I said, they're lower numbers, but are they changing your calcium score, for instance? No. As a matter of fact, they can make calcium scores actually worse. But anyway, speaking of statins, that's my case study today, and the de-prescribing / de-supplementing, sort of making simplifying things. This individual that came in was on atorvastatin. So first thing I did was looked at their lipid panel they gave me and said, this is telling us nothing. This LDL of 212 doesn't, you could have an LDL of 212 and be ready to have a heart attack, or you can have a LDL of 212 and you can live to 98, you know, no problems at all. So it doesn't tell you anything. So my book goes into, and what I recommend to this person is to get some advanced labs done, some lipoproteins, and that's what's in the book, is which labs tell you what. What does it tell you? What's the value of those? They actually tell you if you are at cardiovascular risk.
And if you can't get those from your doctor, where would they go to get those blood tests?
They could go to beginwithlabs.com.
Yep. Yeah, wait, what a memory.
Go to Be Well Forever.
Yep.
And this person actually, though, had done a calcium score, which is happens to be the section that I added on to my book was on calcium scores.
And that indicates how much potential plaque we may have already formed. And Nutrition World offers this test probably four times a year. And so make sure you get our emails and you will be able to come. And it's very reasonable to get this test.
Yep, yep. And so she had, this person actually had a calcium score of zero. So what I told him is that's great. You know, that's a good indicator, having a calcium score. It can make you feel good. That's better than it being 30 or 50 or 100. However, calcium scores tell you how much is calcified already. It doesn't tell you about soft plaque. So it's not a reason, once again, to get a false sense of security.
Yes.
And say, oh, I don't have to worry now. No, because you can start adding on soft plaque quickly if you have inflammation in the body. If you have a high CRP, HSCRP, high sensitivity C-reactive protein, that test right there, if it's elevated, it's above 3, 4, you have inflammation going on in your body. You are damaging your lipoproteins that you have, and you're more likely to start developing atherosclerosis, plaque buildup, soft plaque, which can put you at risk. However, in this case, with this person, they are on the atorvastatin. They got a zero calcium score, and they're their lipid panel, even the one I don't like, the standard lipid profile, is really not that bad. So I'm like, let's get some advanced labs due. The statins, I give them 18 reasons why I don't think they should be on it. And I ask them to share that with their provider, and they can go off of it or not. But
you're not treating them, you're just empowering them.
I'm giving them information, and I'm giving them information as to why I don't think the statins are the best choice. If it ends up being that they need something, I love Berbecol. You know, it's a combination of berberine and bergamot. Bergamot is wonderful.
What results would they potentially see by that product?
Bergamot, their numbers are going to look great, which that'll make their doctors happy. Sometimes makes the person happy,
yes,
too. So for some reason, people fall in love with numbers.
I do, too.
It's a psychological thing.
My biceps are 19 inches, and I love that. My waist is 29, so I love those two numbers.
His arms are 19. That's okay, though.
The length are that my length's 19.
Anyway, back to you.
Okay,
smart person. My cholesterol. Well,
bergamot not only does it actually goes after some of these nasty lipoproteins like ApoB and actually gives you better numbers with those, which is the important thing. Anyway, I didn't mean to spend that much time on the statin. They're on Nexium. All right, so proton pump inhibitor. We've talked plenty of times about how that's changing the environment, the pH level. You're not going to get absorption of magnesium and calcium. And the micronutrients that you need, it can end up resulting in cognitive dysfunction, in kidney dysfunction, bone problems. So it's got all sorts of problems. So I have a whole tapering method to get them off that. Then the amlodipine.
Now, so let's talk about it real quickly. So you can't go cold turkey off those drugs. You should not go cold turkey.
Okay. Of the four that this person's on, the atorvastatin, I'm perfectly happy with going cold turkey.
Yeah, except that
Nexium, no.
Never.
You're going to get rebound, reflux, and so you can't go cold turkey on that. And a lot of people have trouble getting off of that. So then the amlodipine is one that I'm talking about now, is one that I am okay with going off fairly quickly.
And that drug is used for what purpose?
Blood pressure.
Okay.
So amlodipine is one I'm usually going to take it and cut the dose in half. For 2 to 3 weeks, then go down to a quarter maybe, or even go off of it. Because a lot of times what I'm doing at the same time that we're lowering the dose on it, we're going to fully implement their lifestyle measures. Mm-hmm. We're going to get them eating the way they should or better than they are now, even if it's good. We're going to do better. And then we're going to get the lifestyle going with the exercise. we're going to get their magnesium intake to where it should be. I find a lot of people, for whatever reason, are taking half of what they should be with magnesium.
I know.
It just happens all
the
time.
It's a miracle nutrient.
But it just happens. So I get them on the right, and sometimes I get them on the right kind of magnesium. I think the glycinates and taurate are the best ways to
and
go.
And they're not that expensive. And they help sleep. They help muscle cramp. They help me to relax. They help the bowel movement. And they help vitamin D to be absorbed. They help the bones to be hard.
Yeah.
All of that.
So that's why it's on our core four. And then I also find with a lot of my consults that a lot of conventional medicine is trying to get blood pressure levels too low. I don't think it needs to be as low as they're trying to get these people to. God meant for our blood pressure to sort of elevate as we get older. We don't have a hose and a elasticity that we once had where it contracts and expands like we did when we were 30. We become more like a PVC pipe as we get older, and the PVC pipe, it needs to be tighter in order to get enough blood to flow to our brain, to our heart, to our kidneys, which is critical. That's why our blood pressure goes up as we get older. When do I think pharmaceuticals are needed? I think they're needed as Band-Aids only. And that's when we're getting up to numbers where you're going from pressure that's doing good stuff to pressure that might be like a high-pressure washer on taking the paint off your car kind of pressure. Mm-hmm. Those numbers are different for different people. So for me, I can go into that with a consult with you, but my numbers are a little higher than what you'd see in conventional medicine. Person was on Zoloft, and that's definitely one you want to taper off. Mm-hmm. Most of your psych meds you want to taper off. And anyway, so then looking at the core four, this person was not doing a multivitamin. They were doing vitamin D only.
And by multivitamin does not mean Centrum.
Nope.
Thank you.
Quality multivitamin is what we always say. Vitamin D only, in my opinion, you should always be taking vitamin D with vitamin K. Why? Vitamin K is the director, the conductor that tells D where to go, what to do, especially tells calcium where to go and what to do to get off the arteries, to stop calcifying your organs, to get in the bones where they should be. So K is crucial, especially as we get older. They were on I think they were supposed to be taking two omega-3s a day, and they were taking just one.
Mm-hmm. I had a guy this morning, exactly the same thing.
Yeah.
And I know he's low.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You know they're low because they're not.
And two takes care of business, but half doesn't.
Right. Right. All right. So here is come to the deep, simplifying their supplemental. they were on a B-complex, which I'm okay with the fact that they're on the Nexium. But once we get them off that Nexium and they've got good absorption of their B vitamin and stuff, we get you on a good quality multivitamin. It's going to have all your B vitamins in there. And I don't think you need a B complex at that point. So probably go off that. If you felt like you need a little extra, you could probably take a B complex once every other day or something.
Or if your homocysteine was high or something. But I'm like you. I think the good multiple has most of what people need.
Yeah.
That saves money right there. Less pills.
Exactly. And we... Then they were on CoQ10, which is great. It helps with their blood pressure. It helps with their statin side effects. Everybody on a statin, if you're going to choose to take it, should definitely be on CoQ10. I heard a story the other day that said when they came out with the statin drugs originally, that they were supposed to have, that the person that created it said, you need to put CoQ10 with this.
Oh,
and
really?
And they refused to do it.
Yeah, they do refuse.
Oh, actually, the story was the person that we had on the show. Anyway, so I'm repeating something maybe people have already heard on the show. Anyway, CoQ10, so we have a multivitamin that actually has 100 milligrams of CoQ10 in it. So you can combine, get them on a multivitamin. They can stop their B-complex and stop their CoQ10 because it's got 100 milligrams of CoQ10 in it. Then they're on chronic probiotics. I tell them it's okay to take a month off every once in a while on a probiotic.
And change brands.
And change around, yeah. And sometimes go with the Spore.
It's like me. I have a different girlfriend every 6 months.
That's not what your girlfriend told me.
Wow. We were doing so good on the rails, and here we go, off the rails.
All right.
A minute.
Yeah.
This person was on quercetin and stinging nettle, which is a great antihistamine and histamine blocker combination. I take it every day. I have allergies year-round. I got to take it every day. But this person only has seasonal allergies. Stop it and just hold it until spring comes around.
Bingo, yes.
Or until
save
fall
money,
comes
less pill fatigue.
Then they were on a multi-formulation of magnesium, seven different forms. So I'm like, no, let's just go with glycinate and taurate. That'll help with your blood pressure better.
Love it.
Your omega-3, we're going to double up on what you got when you finish it. We're going to go with a... They were on one that was a... It was not a triglyceride form. Mm. When you're on omega-3s, the triglyceride form absorbs better.
What you want.
You want the triglyceride form. If not, you need to be taking it with some kind of a fatty to get it to absorb better. But I'm going to put them on DHA Extra. The DHA Extra is actually going to be... Give them a heck of a lot. 960 milligrams of DHA. And it's a DHA that goes after inflammation and blood pressure. So... We combine the berberine they were on. We're going to combine that with bergamot and just give them berbercol. So that's simplifying there. They were on weight loss products to try to lose weight and try to feel better and get more energy. Instead, we're going to deal with their sleep issue. Okay, and then we'll talk about it next time. But there are different forms of saffron.
Yes,
saffron for mood. You need the right extract on that. Some of them are just designed to help with weight management. Some are designed to help.
Is there any pills that slow your talking down?
Wow. You know what, Kurt? I was getting a lot from this. I was taking notes. Ed's a jerk.
You know what?
No, we have a time constraint here.
We do.
And you did great.
You are available at Nutrition World, usually Monday through every Friday. You hardly take a day off, and you can make appointments with you on NutritionW.com.
And I have a new package deal, and we can talk about
that. That's right.
Time.
And on my book, The Core 4, I have in the back what is called polynutrient pharmacy. This is what I take, and no one needs to take this. So I'm completely countering everything we just said. So, but how cool is this that I have everything that I take? I don't think anyone needs to do this. I'm a walking guinea pig. Okay.
I'm glad you had to wrap it up so we could do that last 30 seconds there. Let me do what I'm best at here. Hey, everybody, you've been listening to Vital Health Radio. We're going to take a break, and we come back. We'll have some final words from Ed Jones. It's brought to you by Nutrition World.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio. More to come after these brief messages.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shadowford Road and I-75.
You work out hard in the gym. You strive to eat healthy. You only want the best ingredients in the supplements you put into your body. Choose the nutritional supplements that can optimize your health. This is why Nutrition World is your buying headquarters for the best in bodybuilding and nutritional supplements. Don't choose the other guys. Choose Nutrition World. Stop by their Lee Highway location or purchase online at NutritionW.com. Nutrition World, more than just a vitamin store.
Hey folks, this is Misty Bolt, otherwise known as Medicare Misty. Yes, I'm a real person, and yes, I help people answer real Medicare questions every day. 10,000 people are turning 65 daily. If you or your parents have questions, don't trust an 800 number, junk mail, or a national.com. Trust a real person that lives in your community and serves your community. Medicare Misty. Find out more about me and my team at MedicareMisty.com. MedicareMisty.com.
Not affiliated by or endorsed by any governmental agency. Plans depend on zip code. We may not have all plans. Go to Medicare.gov.
Go to your favorite podcast platform and search Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You.
Join Sean Whitfield, Matt Davis, and Darren Johnson for a podcast about fitness, health, and bodybuilding.
We feature the best in fitness and bodybuilding right here in Chattanooga.
You can expect workout advice and fitness tips from two of the best fitness and bodybuilding trainers in Chattanooga.
Many great guests and inspiring conversations.
A lot of laughs and entertainment to go along with it.
Subscribe and follow Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You, today.
Ready for a home upgrade in Catoosa County? This is Blake Watson with Epic Realty, and you could have a stunning 5-bedroom home that backs up to a 15-acre lake with your own private dock. The views from the back deck are amazing. The home is well-maintained and ready for you to move in at 87 Cherokee Lake Drive in Ringgold, Georgia. Call me for a tour, 423-315-1815. Blake Watson with Epic Realty, 888-893-3537.
This message is for anyone interested in fitness and bodybuilding. The Chattanooga Fitness Expo, presented by Optimize U, is coming soon. Set your calendar for Chattanooga's premier fitness event, July the 11th, at the brand new Erlinger Park. Bodybuilding and fitness at its best. Come see complete body transformations with our amazing Slim Fit Showdown. The Chattanooga Fitness Expo is brought to you by Optimize U, Nutrition World, Recall Media Group, DPC Center, Goss Insurance Agency, Chat Mortgage, Steelworks Steel Erectors, Nooga Dentistry, and Quality Mechanical Group. Check out our website at ChattanoogaFitnessExpo.com, a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Welcome back. You're listening to Vital Health Radio on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back to Vital Health Radio. It's brought to you by Nutrition World. Ed Jones, what do you got for us as we wrap this show up, buddy?
Well, got some good news for those who really believe in the same philosophy that I do of alternative, green pharmacy, natural, holistic, all those big words. But the headline said, we did it. Alternative health was funded. And while the federal budget process is still far from over, we have achieved what may be the most important victory in this fight. When the president's budget proposal was released, there was real concern that support for alternative health could be eliminated. But instead, alternative health remained included in the proposed budget. Now, that budget probably will pass, and they probably will not kick it out. So that's really great news for that.
Okay, good.
And secondly is, this is, I think, even bigger, but this bill, known as the Dietary Supplement Access Act, proposes changes to the IRS code that will classify dietary supplements as a qualified medical expense. And that means that individuals can claim up to $500 per year for dietary supplements and $250 for married individuals filing separately.
Is that stuff like multivitamins, creatine?
Yes.
Or what is it? Has it got to go through a certain screening process? Will there be certain things on the list that are and are not?
Yeah, there would have to be. Yeah, but if they're going to have a broad term as they already have, then it should include most of what Nutritional World.
When would that go on? If that's fantastic,
oh,
that's
it would
really
be
good.
Yeah, it'd be the end of this year or to 2027. And
that's okay.
It's so reasonable. I mean, $500. I mean, it's not a lot, but you do this year after year after year.
But if you're just doing one or two small supplements a month, that could be a good 6 months or a year's worth. I mean,
yes.
Multivitamins aren't that expensive. Vitamin D's not that expensive.
Well, look at what you spend. I mean, you would easily be able to get full deductions.
That's my whole point. Yeah, this is. I mean, that's a big deal. If we'd had that back in COVID, people would be covered. Are you kidding? Seriously,
oh my
with
gosh.
Vitamin D and stuff?
Yes.
That's a big deal.
Yes, very big deal.
Yeah.
Just always like to mention things where I go eat. Tallow House in Cleveland is now open, and they're using, of course, tallow because it's in the name. It is a more of a burger place, but they have been lined up now for 4 weeks. They actually can't even stay open full hours because they sell out of their buns.
I'm so happy for them.
I am too. Tony,
so happy.
The Portofino business owners.
I sent them a thing the other night and said congratulations.
Yes,
good
wonderful,
for them.
Wonderful,
yeah.
Wonderful. But
they're
went to Cheesecake Factory, which I do most Mondays, and I get the same exact thing. The guys over there, I think they're humored by me because I don't even speak any words.
Yeah.
I just walk in and
they
go ahead,
give you what you want.
Order my food, which is, it's only one thing I've ever eaten there.
Okay.
Because their menu is like a book,
you know,
it's got so many items in it. Cheesecake Factory, I always get Steak Diane. Why do I do that? It is grilled, very seemingly high quality, lean red meat. Secondly, I get broccoli added to it. They come with mashed potatoes. I never get that.
Okay.
And thirdly, I get extra mushrooms. That meets my macro needs, the macro needs of high protein, healthy fat, and good colored vegetables.
So everybody, this week, try to do just a little bit better. You can't control everything, but control what you can control. You have been listening to Vital Health Radio. It's brought to you by Nutrition World.
Thank you for listening to another edition of Vital Health Radio on 98.1 The Lake with your hosts, Ed Jones and Clint Powell. For past shows and more information, check out our website, vitalhealthradio.com. You can also find us on your favorite podcast platform. Search Vital Health Radio Download. This broadcast has been a production of the Whitfield Media Group.